Well, it's that time of week again. Sports Talk Recruiting here on HSPNSports.com. Ryan Stout and Glenn Stout giving you everything you need to know every single week, 7 p.m. on the dot. You know what time it is. Get out your pens, your paper, your pads, whatever you have to do to take notes. We welcome student athletes, students, parents, college coaches, head football, high school coaches. Doesn't matter where you're coming from. We're getting information to you today. Once again, we welcome you, and also big heads up to the Twitter world. At any point during the broadcast, whether it's pre-recorded or live, you can hit us up at Recruiting Game. So on the Twitter feed, it is active. We'll be watching it while the show is playing at Recruiting Game. You can hit up HSPN Sports as well, at HSPN Sports, but we want you to focus in on at Recruiting Game, answer any questions. You can ask any question, excuse me, and we'll be able to answer any questions that you have for us tonight. So, once again, in playingtherecruitinggame.com, week by week, we're going through the modules. This week, we're talking, yes, we've been waiting for it. Show me the money. Last week, we had a chance to talk about setting goals and winning the game every single day. We kept it, not vague, but we kept it to a point where ultimately, we covered the topics. We talked about communications game plan, proving your track record for success, all those types of things. But this is the money topic, literally and figuratively speaking. So talking points tonight, get your pens ready to go. If you really want the money, you have to understand the money. So that's point number one. If you really want the money, you have to understand the money. Point number two, did you know that most athletic departments are losing money? So that's a question. Point number two, did you know that most athletic departments are losing money? Point number three, what do you mean I am a dollar sign? So that's another question. How do colleges make money off of me? Point number four, how do colleges, universities make their money? And point number five, how do athletic programs make their money? So Glenn, five topic points tonight. We're talking about, this is a long section. We're not going to get in too much detail because we do want the student athletes and any parents to be able to go along and follow us along. So like I said it before, we're in playingtherecruitinggame.com. Big shout out to them for letting us have access to them on a weekly basis to really hit the recruiting process from A to Z.
And you're correct, Ryan. We may not even get it all tonight because it is a very in-depth, it's the opening module. Like you said, we're still in module two, lesson 12, but we go into great detail once they get to module six, which pertains completely, the entire module, it talks completely about each one of the lessons, specifically breaking out how the money works. It's very intriguing. It was very exciting. It gets me excited because I know that when you went through the process and you began getting multiple offers around the country, when I was able to see the contracts, the literal contracts that came in, it just blew me away. And there were a ton of things on there that I didn't understand because they used different languages at different schools. They code them differently. And here's the news flash is that most of the universities that you will be dealing with, student athletes, parents, coaches, they don't even, they don't connect the dots very well. The coaches don't connect it with the finance departments and administration. And the ones that hold the keys are finance and administration.
Right.
So if you don't understand how that works and understand that, okay, let's step into it, you're a commodity and you don't know what a commodity is, you need to look that up to find out because you have a certain amount of value.
Right.
And once you learn what your value was, because I was able to tell you based on the numbers that were coming in from universities around the country, anywhere from 25,000 to 65,000.
Yeah, private schools, NAIA schools, the D1 universities, public education, all that type.
We were able to break that stuff out and figure out exactly what your value was. And when we found out that it was a tremendous amount of value, over $500,000 to $750,000, I started taking a really close look at this entire industry. And that's why it's important that you have pen and paper. There should be a lot of questions.
Right.
Because I don't care if you're a Division I athlete and you're going on a full ride. Okay, a one for one is what they call that. If you're lucky enough to be part of the 1% or less than 1% that gets a one for one scholarship, means if it costs 10 grand, you get 10 grand. You need to learn this process too, because I can guarantee you, you are leaving money on the table.
Right.
There won't be any question anymore about getting a paycheck. This will be your paycheck, but you got to figure out where the money flows. So for the 99% of you out there listening to this program, you fall under the equivalency-based scholarships. Well, you need to really thoroughly understand how to layer that money. What does that mean? Well, most of you will go to schools at a minimum of $25,000. If you plan on playing ball at the next level, if you're going to go to a Division I school, then you're good. But most of you will go to a $25,000 to $65,000. What you got to figure out is how to layer that money.
Right. Well, let's be honest, too, that the student athlete, they're not paying for it anyway. Regardless if they get a full scholarship, the money that, you know, a lot of these student athletes, they, you know, a lot of them won't get full scholarships. You know, they'll have to layer like you're talking about. But ultimately, they may have to. I went to school with guys that they had to go through one semester. They had to go through two semesters to earn a better scholarship. Maybe it was academic. Maybe it was on the football field. Maybe it was on the basketball court. Who knows what it is? But the point I'm trying to make is we're going to give you a second. You need to go get your parents right now, because ultimately you need to understand it, number one. Number two, your parents or your guardian or whoever that person may be needs to understand it, because just like you said, I mean, I love this topic because of the examples that we've been able to use in schools for years now, being able to go in and literally throw money at them and have stacks, you know, a couple grand coming in and shocking some student athletes, got a couple bands around some dollar bills, and they're looking at it like, holy crap, you know, these guys are bringing in, they're bringing in some real dollars.
They don't realize what's left on the table, we call it.
Exactly. So ultimately, the word and just understanding the word commodity, and I best heard it from you as well. You know, it's like we have Publix down here. You know, you're walking through, and you know, you're a piece of meat. You know, you're a piece of meat in the counter. You're some beans. You know, you have to understand that you're a part of that process. So,
yeah, you got to know when to shop and what day to shop. You can save the most. Well, hey, it's no different when you're shopping universities and costs right. of universities. Yeah, you know what? You're scratching your head right now, folks out there. It is. That's part of. You've got to learn that terminology. Right. You got to learn that methodology. And we're not going to get into detail today It's all in depth in the module of playing a recruiting game.
Right.
In six videos, it's explain it to the T. And then, you know, once you start getting those offers coming in, and you got to get those offers coming in, then you're going to understand what we're talking about.
Yeah. And ultimately looking, you know, from a student athlete perspective to say, you know, going back to that Publix mentality to say, where do you fit in? Where do you fit into the store? Understanding, you know, are you, as soon as you walk in the door, they got the best deals up front. They want you to buy that stuff. How do we get you? So that's my example from the way I understand it, is how we get you up to the front. And it starts off with point number one, you know, if you really want the money, you have to understand the money. And I think we've kind of slowly have creeped into that first talking point of tonight. So point number one, if you really want the money, you have to understand the money. And tagging along to what I was saying is you have to understand where the money's going. You have to understand where you fit on the spectrum, because you are of value. So you're not just a student athlete. You're not just, you know, a student that's going to go to a class. You're going to be documented, just like we're looking at these budgets to these universities and these financial statements. You fit into somewhere on that category.
Yeah, and it's important, like you said earlier, that you have your parents with you now, because this is the point in the process, and we've talked about this earlier, where, you know, your parents aren't being recruited, you are. So there's a time and a point when your parent or guardian need to step in, and Ryan, you're absolutely correct. This is the time that your parents need to step in, because they're going to be required to. You're a minor. When the contracts start coming to your home or wherever you get them delivered to, that's the time when mom and dad or guardian has to get on the phone with the administration, the coaches, because they're going to be, you know, they're going to be signing on the dotted line with you because you're a minor. So great time to bring the parents in, and that's very important.
So my question would be, in terms of understanding the money, which way do we want to go with this? I mean, we have a lot of talking points. Which way, in terms of how the student athlete fits in?
Well, the most important thing is to understand that they are, their value, what does that mean? You've never heard that before at 17, 18 years old.
Right.
Well, what does that mean? That means that a university has X amount of dollars to expend on you for that program, whether you're a student or a student athlete. And there are monies available all over the place that are available to you. So the first thing you need to understand is, okay, how does that money work at the university level? And one of the fundamental things that we will talk about and briefly is they've got to understand that colleges are businesses. And that means they have to pay staff, they have to pay expenses, and they have to have their same expectations as a university does on the university's financial goals. The universities are businesses. They're in business to make money, whether it's public or private. They're in business to make money. So you have to understand that they are inundated with X amount of expenses, X amount of dollar bills that go out, and what they have left over, and they allocate to the head coach of whatever sport you play. In your case, if you're part of the 99%, which you probably are listening to this, you need to understand how that money is allocated and how you can get a greater piece of that money than the other 99 student athletes that are competing against you against that pool of dollars.
Right. So let me stop you right there and just visualize the layers that you just threw out there in terms of having a financial aid department, having a guidance department, going to the head coach, and that's not even talking about the athletic department. So when these financial aid, the money doesn't go directly to the coach. Correct me if I'm wrong. It goes to the athletic department. And then
it's divvied up.
Then it's divvied up to say, you have X amount of dollars. You have X amount of dollars to do this. You have X amount of dollars to do that.
Yeah, and the best answer to your question is, it resides in this module. It resides in this lesson. And in the lesson, there's a hyperlink. And it's a hyperlink that goes to the USA Today Sports. See, the NCAA public institutions are required by law to show that data.
Right.
Expenses and income, you know, that come in. So the best place for you to go is to sit there and look at to see. Now, they're not going to give you a lot of it. They'll maybe give you four or five categories of where the money comes in and where the money goes out. And then there'll be a big, giant other column that's going to have millions of dollars in it where they, you know, they can put whatever they want. But for the student athlete and the parents to understand on the commodity side of what the expenses are and the income that generated by the university, that's all in the lesson. And you have to get into the lesson to click that hyperlink. It gives 225 of the universities.
Yeah.
Now, here's a newsflash. Here's the best component about that. That's just Division I schools. Now, if you followed us long enough, you understand that, okay, that's the money they get in from the outside sources. I'm going to give you a little nugget right here. Public schools, when it comes to federal money, get 25% of federal funds that are allocated by Congress. The other 75% of the federal funds that are allocated to universities go to non-scholarship schools or the private schools. So the schools that have non-scholarships generally are going to have more money available. Now, you got to hear me and hear me clear when I say that.
Yeah, you might want to throw that out there again.
Division I schools, the ones that we're talking about, are which are the one-for-one scholarship, are only allocated federal funds up to 25%. The private schools and the non-scholarship Division III schools, the schools of academia, make up and get the other 75% of federal grant money. That is a giant pile of money that Congress allocates every year. And then we go into specific detail into what those names of those federal grants are that are available to you that in most cases your recruiting college coach will not even know. And I can guarantee it because I know because of the number of scholarships that you were offered, I was able to ask that question because the multitude of contracts that came across to me on your offers, your scholarship offers, they were all different. not two of them were the same. Mm-hmm. The Midwest gave more money than the East. Florida doesn't give X amount of dollars. Georgia won't give X amount of dollars. So you're getting offers from all over the country. I got them laid out all over the bed. And I'm looking at them, and I finally made a phone call. Or they made a phone call to me because they wanted you so bad, and then I started talking to finance departments. You have to understand, folks and kids, you have to understand that everything is negotiable. You can negotiate your dollars, but you have to understand your dollars. And then you can't forget, okay, we talked about value. Let's jump back to value. Your value right now is going to come in the form of your grades, your test scores, and your work performance, okay? And on top of that, with the candle that gets lit, is your character. If you don't have the character, you have no value whatsoever to the university. But on a monetary level, it's going to come from grades, test scores, and your work ethic or your athletic ability to create that value for you.
Okay, and I see I'm looking at, you know, if you listed all the points, we're opening the door to point number three right now based on talking about the student athlete, the character, the academics. I think it's appropriate time to kind of go down that path. Point number three is, what do you mean I am a dollar sign, and how do colleges make money off of me? And I think that's the path that we're leading down. As a student athlete, you have to understand, well, there's a million things you have to understand, but ultimately, you know, you're going to be, you know, whether it's a football team, whether it's a soccer team, understand that there's money that's available to you. That doesn't mean everybody, based on what you're telling me, is that doesn't mean everybody's going to get a full scholarship, especially maybe at the private school level, is that we're looking at, and when you say negotiable, that really hits the nail on the head to say, okay, well, the opportunity is available for me to get more money, but just based on my value right now, is it appropriate, my question to you in getting into point number three, is it appropriate to put a dollar sign on a student athlete right now in high school outside of them not even going through the recruiting process?
Absolutely, because you're going to have to learn it sooner or later. You know, guess what? When you get into the business world, it is about dollar signs. It's about, you know, dollar bills are a means of exchange, and that's what's going to put, you know, bread and butter on your plate, and that's what you're going to do, that you're going to use to get to where you want to go, and keeping it in the right perspective that it is a means of exchange. But yeah, the sooner you learn it, the easier and the better you're going to have in the negotiating process. Now, let's just be real frank about it. If you got no offers, you have nothing to negotiate.
Right.
So you got to be able to increase your value, but increased value doesn't mean anything if nobody knows you're there.
Right.
So a great example of your question, to answer your question, is just looking at the hyperlink that I opened up, and number one is Oregon, and I'll use a Division I school. Oregon, you know, you talked about how do you put a dollar value on it, or where do they get the dollars from? Well, the Oregon gets $125 million in contributions. That means it comes from different people, alumni, a lot of deep-pocket alumni, and obviously they're connected with one of the alumni is Nike. The second one is rights and licensing. When they license all that, you know, every uniform they come out, these kids are jacked up about all these uniforms and the way they look. Well, there's a purpose for that because they got licensing rights for that. Then they've got student fees, okay? Their value in student fees are $1.7 million. Then they got school funds, completely different. And now they got another column of $6.7 million. Okay, that other column, it goes back to that federal money I'm talking about, that they base on X amount of student athletes coming into the university. Okay, this is important for you to hear this. They have already made allocations every year in federal funding to X amount of students that come in that need that federal funding. They use that number for the next year, even before you get there. So they already know what your value is when you come in. So that gives you some inclination of how to connect and make your value appropriate to understand that, okay, you know, maybe I can get into that $35,000 school, because I remember when you got offers from the $45,000, the first thing I said to the folks on the phone was, I'm not spending that kind of money for his education.
Well, and I think it's a great point, and I'm sitting here thinking about it, and like I said, you're throwing out a lot a big word for student athletes to really, you know, allocate in the federal funding this and that. For as a student athlete, I'm looking at it from this perspective. Do I have a value right now? And that was kind of where I was leading down to say, do you have a value right now? Absolutely. And student athletes, regardless of getting recruited right now, you do have a value. And I'm looking at the module. I got it open right now, and it's talking about when you come to that school, you are a dollar sign. So you're going to bring some type of federal funding regardless. You know, when you sign up for your FAFSA, and we get into that more in later in the module and whatnot, but you bring a dollar sign, and we've talked about it before, and we're not going to get in too much depth with the academics, but you already have value to say, based on your academics, based on your financial aid, this is how much that you're going to bring to this university.
Exactly. Exactly. And you're actually absolutely right. And we'll get into more detail. And, you know, lesson six or module six gets into the very the deepest detail of how that works. And to explain it on a radio show, a podcast, is it would just take too long and it would bore you. You got to get into the lessons to be able to see that. And you're absolutely correct, Ryan. Everything you do today as a student athlete, students that are listening, there is a value, there is a dollar sign attached to it. So what you need to do is you understand that we use this terminology all the time. When we go in and talk to the student athletes, we talk about their grades or their paycheck.
Right.
Okay, so you can understand that. Mom and dad or whoever goes to work and they get a paycheck every week, well, your paycheck right now are your grades.
Right.
And so if you can understand that portion, all you have to do is make the transition on, okay, well, how much is that worth? Well, right. We'll talk about that later in later modules, how much that's worth. But I can assure you that it's worth tens of thousands of dollars if it is up there over a 3-point or a 4-point or a 5.0.
Right.
It gets substantially more funding
right.
than that one that is a 2.0.
Well, here's a great point that I want to make. As we're talking about value, I think there's a huge misperception of student athletes, even a student going to college and thinking that you're not in a position of power. And meaning, what I mean by that is understanding that you are paying to be there. You are paying the professor. I mean, not literally paying
well,
the professor,
whether it's
but
a scholarship or not, you've earned it, you're paying.
Exactly. So regardless, you know, like you said, your scholarship, well, you earned it, whether it's academically, athletically, you know, whatever it may be, federally, you have value. So when you go to the university, the most important thing that any student needs to understand is that you are in charge. Okay, yes, you have to abide by, you know, certain rules and, you know, regulations through academia and stuff like that. I can't get into all the guidance department. You're going to have to figure out once you get into your major and stuff like that and, you know, what classes you need to take. But what I'm saying is when you start talking about negotiations, you know, that is foreign language to, well, I wouldn't say a typical student athlete or a high school student because they're trying to negotiate every single day when they get in an argument with a teacher. but there's different forms of being able to negotiate to say you are in charge, you're paying for this, whether it's coming directly out of your pocket. But when that, and you've made it clear before, when you get to that university, whatever money is coming in, it's coming in to your name.
In your name. Correct. In your name. And you know, that reminds me of several of the student athletes, Ryan, that call me during the financial aid process. And inevitably, I'll get a phone call. And the funniest thing is usually that student athlete, I'm not going to name any names. One of these days, we'll get them on the radio show. They're usually walking to finance. They're on the cell phone, and I say to them, well, we've already talked about this process. They end up saying, yeah, I know. They just need a pep talk because they don't, it's a very uncomfortable situation to be able to sit in there across from a finance person. And the most important thing they have to do is they have to understand that when they're sitting there, they don't want to insult anybody. You know, they want to be able to say, okay, if this is what I can get, this is what I'll take. Because we're there for one reason only, is to get a great education and use that athletic ability to do that. So understanding value is so very important. And like I said, we'll get into it deeper in more sections later on.
Well, this is, I mean, show me the money is just, I mean, it's overall, we've talked about it, it's the best topic. in here because, I mean, everybody loves money. So why not throw it out there once in a while? But this topic, and we want to make clear, is understanding your positioning on that scale. We're not, you know, if you're confused and you're thinking, well, they haven't talked about any money yet. Well, we're not going to talk about any money right here. We're trying to have you understand, just like I had to understand, just like any student athlete has to understand, where they fit in terms of where their value is and how they're able to use the information and the research. Remember, this research, I mean, you can do hours and hours of research. We're only grabbing this from this module and playing the recruiting game because they've invested the time and the money into packaging it correctly to say, we're not going to lead you down a path to go A to Z. We picked out exactly what you need to know, how you need to figure it out, and how you need to present it at the end of the day. So the biggest thing, and we haven't gotten off track, but ultimately there's a couple more points we have here, and I think they correlate really together, more together than anything. Point number four and point number five, you know, basically talking about how colleges, universities, athletic programs, how they make their money, and there's a list. I mean, between ticket sales, you know, payment from conference, TV contract, royalties, football, bowl playoffs, you know, a lot of this stuff that we're throwing out really relates to the D1 universities, which is important to understand because we've talked about it before. There's a huge, there was a big thing with LSU, the running back, and, you know, a website that was, you know, allegedly created by a family member and stuff like that.
Just recently.
So, you know, we've had this conversation with, you know, athletes, D1 athletes, and, countless. You know, they're looking up in the stadium and, you know, 60,000 people are wearing their jersey. Yeah. And you know, you're looking around like, well, it may be that time for me to take my talents to the next level. Now, not all athletes are going to play at that level. Yeah, but if you understand, you have to be realistic, especially for myself going to a private school, understanding where the funds are coming from and being realistic when, yes, you're given X amount of dollars. The negotiable part, when you're in the classroom, academics, that's, you know, money. Your academics are going to talk, okay? You can't negotiate your academics. You just got to do it right in the classroom. Federal funding, that's, you know, a lot of that stuff is set in stone in terms of, okay, this is what, you know, your EFC is. This is what you're making. You know, there's more things that you can get into. But when we're talking about athletic money, that's where you're able to go in and be realistic with a head coach and say, hey, look, you know, I need some more money. You know, I've been doing this well on the football field, but the most important thing and what we've been talking about is having the correct information to say, look, coach, not approaching them from a standpoint to say, hey, look, give me money now. I know you got it somewhere. Just making up fluff. Coach, I know where the money is. I know how these things work. Let me help you out. Help me help you.
Yeah, and it's important for the student athletes that are listening right now. There's really three things that you got to understand because you're the 99%. Your value, there's a dollar value for your grades, and we'll get into that more detail later. There's a dollar value for your need, if there is a financial need, and there is a dollar value, and you know, I haven't even talked about the athletic dollars yet. So that's basically students, not just student athletes. So the student athlete gets another layer of value, and that's athletic ability. And what you need to learn is how you can get a bigger piece of that pie because that coach has to delegate to be able to get that money out. How do you increase your value to get that? Well, you're the top guy on the chart. You're the all-county guy. You know what? You're the 5.0 student athlete. You're the scholar athlete. You're the kid that does, 800 service hours. So those are the important things that increase your value. And one of the things I want to get back to real quick, Ryan, was something that would give them a visual of what we're talking about the monies that they don't understand or this is way over their head. You know, I see it all day on social media, these characters throwing stacks of $100 bills. And I know every one of you listening is seeing those pictures. And I don't know what they're for. It's fast money or whatever it is. But if you visualize those dollar bills that are sitting on the table or in boxes or wherever it is, if you visualize that, one of the things that will help you understand when we say leaving money on the table, if you don't understand your value, that's precisely what you're doing, is you're leaving those bundles of $100 bills on the table.
Throwing it out the window. Throwing money out the window. So that's going to wrap it up here for Sports Talk Recruiting here on this Thursday evening. Show Me the Money is the topic tonight. And it's just really, we're just scratching the surface.
Scratching the surface.
So I know you got the module open over there next week. I want to say we're just extending our talking points and Show Me the Money.
Yeah, we're going to need to, because we got through about half of it. And let's talk a little more. I'm sure we're going to get some Twitter questions.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll get some phone calls. And when that happens, we'll readdress it. And again, you want to get into detail, you got to go to playingtherecruitinggame.com. And you want to get in touch with us and get signed up for the course, you know, we can do that. But yeah, we'll continue this conversation next week.
And the Twitter feed once again is @recruitinggame. Very simple, @recruitinggame. That is playingtherecruitinggame.com's Twitter feed. And at any point, like we said during the podcast, post, pre, whether we're doing it live or not, you can ask us any questions regarding the topic or really anything regarding the recruiting process. So @recruitinggame is the Twitter feed. Once again, you're listening to Sports Talk Recruiting on HSPNSports.com tonight. We thank you for joining us. Ryan Stout, Glenn Stout, we're coming to you every single week at 7 p.m., regardless of it's us or we get a special guest come in. So remember, join the conversation with your thumbs @recruitinggame and also follow @HSPNSports to follow everything going on with high school sports here in Broward in Dade County. So we thank you for joining us tonight. We hope we answered all of your questions and got you a step closer to gaining success in the recruiting world. So we'll see you next week, 7 p.m. on Sports Talk Recruiting.